Good morning. We are still learning Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Aleph Siman Dalet, which talks about the idea that one should bake their own bread for Shabbos. And he mentions three reasons. One of the reasons being that a person should do so in order to have the opportunity to separate challah from the dough, and we explain why that's important. So let's just clarify this halacha of separating challah from the dough. What exactly is it, and what are the amounts that one has to use to be obligated in separating the challah from the dough? So notice that we said that one separates challah from dough, and that is important to understand, that a person separates only separates the challah, which is the portion which is historically went to the kohen. But nowadays we can't do that because the kahanim and the item itself are tameh. So this amount which we talked about, is the Torah says it's only, you only have obligation to separate it once it's been made into a dough, not when it's still in the flour state. So a person has flour that they're planning to make into bread, a large amount of flour, so clearly they are going to be obligated in giving challah. But they have not added the water yet, so it's just flour. A person would separate at that point in time some of the flour and give it to the kohen. It would not work. A person has to first add water. It becomes into a dough, and a person separates challah from the dough. Now, calculating how much dough one has to make in order to figure out how much one, whether what one is chayav for the mitzvah or not, it becomes very difficult because dough rises. So when are we measuring the dough? As soon as you put the water in, when the dough rises, etc. For that and for other reasons, we actually calculate the amounts which would obligate one in the responsibility of separating, in the midst of separating challah. We measure it based on the amount of flour which is used. Alternatively, we measure it based on weight, the weight of the flour. So we look at it based on the flour. According to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, we mentioned before that there's a disagreement between the Chazon Ish and a person named Rabbi Avram Chaim Noe. What are the correct calculations that one's supposed to use for various different mitzvahs? This being one of them. So in this discussion, they have different opinions. What are the amounts one has to use in order to be obligated in the mitzvah of separating the challah? Because of various different reasons, the approach of the poskim in general is to give us two calculations. One is a calculation whereupon if a person makes a certain amount, they are now obligated in the mitzvah of separating challah. They have to separate challah, and they cannot eat it until they separate challah. However, one does not necessarily make a bracha on that amount. A person creates a larger dough. At some point, the dough is large enough that we say the person will actually make a bracha when they separate challah. So normally we make a bracha on a mitzvah. Over here, this is a mitzvah. We should make a bracha on it. Since arguably the smaller amount is questionable, see, we are stringent, we are machmir, and we require one to separate challah. However, we do not make a bracha, because that would actually be a leniency to allow a person to make a bracha, which is questionable. That's a suffix. Bracha l'batola, that's a possibility that's a bracha in vain, which we're very careful with. If one does not make a bracha until a person has a certain amount. There are two opinions on how to calculate these amounts. According to Chazon Ish, a person takes a 5-pound bag of flour and makes a dough. That is the amount which is going to be chayav in separating the mitzvah of challah. Either once upon a time we gave it to the kohen, or nowadays we burn it. But that's the amount. The amount is basically the 5-pound bag of flour. Person uses a full bag of flour, person is going to obligate in the mitzvah of challah. If a person uses slightly over a half of that bag, so instead of 2 pounds and 8 ounces, which would be half of 5 pounds, there's 16 ounces in a pound. So 2.5 pounds is 2 pounds and 8 ounces. It's 2 pounds and 11 ounces. So it's slightly over half, according to the opinion of the Chazon Ish. One separates chalav without a bracha. One separates chalav, but the one does not make a bracha. That's the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who, as Bezos Hashem, mentioned the opinion of Rabbi Aram Chaim Noah in the next recording, and we'll clarify exactly what we do practically. So these two opinions we have, again, one separates challah with a bracha on 5 pounds, one separates challah without a bracha on approximately slightly more than half. One last addendum, we use the word challah over here, we mentioned this before, challah does not refer to the word challah the way we use it, that we use challahs that we eat on Shabbos. This is challah which was not allowed to be eaten, had to be given to the Kohen. A non-Kohen was not allowed to eat it. Even a Kohen cannot eat it when he was ritually impure, when he was tameh. One of the reasons why we refer to the challahs of Shabbos as challah, because they were dough which challah had been separated from. So again, we're coming back to this idea that the dough which one used, the bread which one uses for Shabbos, is bread which has had challah separated from it. So by the borrowed term, challah makes sense to refer to it, to mention as a way to reference that point. Have a good day, and Beis Hashem, the next year we will clarify more halacha l'maisa, practically what we do, the amount that we need to do to be obligated in the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. Have a good day.